Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello.
And Rich is not with us. He is on assignment. I don't know.
He's having a barbecue.
Yeah. We were going to try to have him on. Me and him were going to discuss a few news stories because he was real interested in the Phil Fish stuff that's going on, but he couldn't make it
He's too busy grilling fish.
So he had to babysit, according to him, I think, is what he said. So
grill fish.
So please don't turn off the show. He will be back. He's not gone permanently. He promised, you know, he said that he wouldn't be able to make every show. So this is going to be one of those shows. And we're all a little sad.
Yeah, but I can hear Halo's crying a lot in the background.
Yeah, he just left the room. I can't close the door because I'll die of heat exhaustion in here without the fan on. So
I have my fan on really low.
Yeah, I'm too close.
Horrible in here.
Maybe I need to move it to another corner before I record next time. But we got a lot of shit to talk about.
Yes, but before we get into games and stuff, I have other things to talk about, like meeting Hotcakes Man and all those people.
Yeah, I really wish I'd have known that was coming up. I maybe would have tried to come up there for that, but I had other issues as well. So
yeah. So I was originally supposed to hang out with them at the Brookfield Zoo on Friday. And I was all ready to go at like 9 in the morning to leave because it opens at 9:30. And Charlie said, yo, we'll be there like 9:30. And they were like an hour and a half out of the city at that point. They weren't even anywhere near being ready at all. So I had other plans at 2 o'clock downtown. So I wasn't able to do that because I didn't get to the zoo until 12.
Oh, that would have sucked.
But they ended up spending 6 hours there. They really enjoyed it, and it makes sense because the Brookfield Zoo is awesome. The Lincoln Park Zoo is a toilet. And
We wanted to go to the zoo when I was there.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
but it's the expense, the parking, and all that stuff.
And even getting to there, it's traffic to Chicago as hell. We probably would have taken a train or something in there, but
yeah.
I don't know how close the trains got. But
the metro gets, I don't know, like 2 blocks away or something.
Oh. I'll probably come to Chicago again at some point, so.
Yeah. I ended up hanging out with them yesterday at GameWorks by Woodfield.
Yeah, so you played some wonderful games of skee-ball.
Yeah. That's pretty much what we ended up all doing. Because it was just like, I played Time Crisis 2 as the first game I played because that's my favorite arcade game. I just love the recoil on those guns. I wish that's why, like, at home, the shooters, what the hell are they called? What's the name of those things?
Light gun games?
Yeah, light gun games. I was going to say point and gun games. I'm like, that made no sense. But that's why I don't like them at home, because the guns are just so light and they have no feedback or anything.
Right.
But like Time Crisis 2, I'm still pretty good at it. I haven't played it in a while, but I got halfway through it on one credit. I remember stupid ass chasing ghosts at piece of shit arcade.
Oh, no, Ghost, Galloping Ghost.
Whatever. Chasing Ghost is
a decent documentary.
all these ghosts, but yeah, it was pretty fun. I kind of wish I would have been able to have made it to the zoo, because it's kind of loud in GameWorks, so it wasn't the best place to actually chat. We did chat a little bit outside of Legoland around a bunch of kids, and that was great, not perverted at all.
Wait, you guys have a Legoland?
There's a Legoland right near that GameWorks. Like it's a store, and then it has like a, I don't know what kind of museum thing or anything in the back. If it just has like, you walk through it and then you see giant statues of different things made out of Legos.
That's kind of awesome.
I don't know how much it costs either, but it's always crowded there.
I know they got a Legoland, I think, at the Mall of America, so I'll definitely probably check that out.
Yeah, they do. It's right in the middle. It's bigger too, that one, but I can't compare like what that is like compared to the museum in the back of this Legoland. But one thing that really annoyed the shit out of me is that they all thought I was going to be like 5 feet tall. And I don't know why.
Cause you wear a small shirt.
Still, fucking Kevin, Mr. Hotcakes Man, was talking about how, you know, he wears his triple XL shirt and he's only 5'8" and he's not that fat. And then I'm like, I'm the same fucking height, and I wear a small shirt. I told him I was the same height as him, and he still thought I was 5 feet tall.
Well, you did say you could probably fit in my glove box.
Well, your glove box is probably big enough to fit a 5'8" skinny guy. I don't know. But yeah, it was fun. And I wish I could have hung out more with them. But maybe another time. I told them because they talked about like how they've gone to Vegas a few times, I think, and they might be thinking about going again sometime, and that I, if possible, I would like to go and hang out with them in Vegas because I still haven't been to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't mind doing that.
Yeah, that might be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it'd probably be cheaper than spending time in anywhere else because Vegas usually is pretty cheap on things because they
it's
want
all
you
buffets.
To buffets.
Buffets.
That sounds like what Hot Cakes Man would call it. Oh, the buffets, man.
Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Buffets.
But yeah, so I got to see them. That was nice. I got my small shirt from Hot Cakes Man. And like always, I hate goddamn sleeves. They're so screwed up. It's so annoying.
It's not like you're going to wear it anyway. It's not white.
It's light gray. But I probably won't wear it. I don't know. What I wear all the time is I have like 20 white V-necks and then I have like 10 or so like different colored Henley shirts, which is just like what the hell is a regular? Isn't it's not a crew. Is it?
Polo?
Like just a regular circle neck line.
Oh.
That, but it has the two buttons so you can open it down there because I don't like how constricted a regular
I don't know, man.
Feels.
This ain't pixelated fucking
I don't know.
Fashion.
But they're Henleys. That's what they're called. So I have like 10 of those too because I just like.
Are they white?
I don't think I have a white one.
What?
I have a gray one. I have a black one. I have a couple blue ones, a couple green ones, a couple red ones. And I think I have a brown one for some reason. Brown like poo-poo. But yeah, that was nice. And then
I do have a criticism of your You Only podcast from Sean. He says you say the word poop too many times.
Do I?
Yes.
It's probably, is it me talking about poop or me trying to like be not, because I'm not sure if it's me talking, I don't think I talk about poop much.
You don't talk about poop, you just say the word poop all
the
time.
I might be trying to somewhat censor myself. I'd be like, fuck, poopy. I think that's what I say. I think I call things poopy.
Yeah, you'll say.
Because I think it's funny.
I'm done with that poop.
Yeah, I think that's funny. Just like I think the word caca is funny and people don't use it enough. I think people have forgotten about caca. That's very disappointing.
Yeah.
But people should bring back caca.
Sean's
back in the day.
Sometimes it's painful to listen to you just say the word poop.
Yeah, back in the day, my brother created a comic character, a stick figure, it's a female character with a giant ass named Cockaline, and she just pooped everywhere. It was great. It was funny.
Fortunate for her.
But other than that,
I still get it.
Other than that, I also want to talk about my joining of OKCupid, which has been an interesting thing. I think I've talked about. I don't.
You
know.
You talked about it on your own podcast.
No, but I think I maybe have talked about. I've talked about it with you in regards of me not really being a fan of online dating. I don't like the idea of it. I think it's better just to meet people in person. That's why, for me, my profile it's just looking for friends or long distance pen pals. It's not.
Yeah.
No,
you know what
like
I
that.
Did last night? I fucked a fleshlight. So yeah, you're not even trying, and that's what I have to resort to.
Are you serious?
So, yeah, I bought one.
Okay, that was information I didn't need. But it's been an interesting situation. So I think I've been on there officially like a little over a week now or something. And I averaged 150-ish the profile views a week, supposedly. And I get a lot of fucking horrible messages. There's like people are just like, sexy chest. That's it. That's all they say. And
to be fair, you do have a sexy chest.
And then there's another one who's like, oh, Kush is it's a bad choice of a nickname for someone who's straight edge. I'm like I haven't heard that fucking before. Like that's, and they don't say anything else. It's like, what is the point of this? You just felt like telling me that? I don't, who cares? I put
Wait,
that thing in my fucking, like,
did you actually put that you're straight edge?
I didn't put it on straight edge. I don't even want to get into how I hate that fucking term. But it,
you are one. If there's one thing I know about Kush over the years, he hates fucking labels. Do not try to label him as anything because he will get defensive about it.
I have not replied to like anyone, really. But there's another one. My favorite one though is this woman who she checked out my profile, and they tell you when you have like somebody's visited your profile, they have that like right. section. And then I looked at hers. And I looked at hers, and then like 5 minutes later, or maybe not even that long, she sends me a message that says, "Why didn't you send me a message?" And I was like, first of all, I didn't even reply to that because she's just way too fucking hostile because it was all caps and shit. But I'm like, okay, you visited my profile. You didn't send me a message, but since I visited your profile, I have to send you a message. Is this some like fucking code where like the guy has to send the message? Just shut the fuck up. Dumbass shit.
Well, it's not Sadie Hawkins Day, Kush.
What?
It's not Sadie Hawkins Day. It's not the job, unless it's Sadie Hawkins Day, it's not the job of the women to send the men a message. That's how this works.
Okay.
Sadie Hawkins Day, things are different. Don't get it confused with Sophie B. Hawkins Day. That's a totally different thing.
Great way of derailing everything. But anyway, I did message one woman on there, and, you know who that is because you saw her profile on Facebook. And right. I just sent her a message telling her that she's beautiful because I feel, to me, if I find someone beautiful, even like this is more so with a person because there's no point in telling her to a fucking painting or something like that. But I don't find a lot of things beautiful, what I would call beautiful. So I feel the need that if I believe it, I need to tell them because, I mean, first of all, I mean, just who doesn't want to hear it if it's true? But I just feel that, like, I have a duty in a way to do that if I find it. Because I would say that, you know, including, like, fucking actresses and models and everything, like, all the women I've seen, that I'd probably say maybe a dozen are beautiful, if that. I can't even think off the top of my head. I can think of, like, one actress, and that's it. I can't think of, like, models or anything. And then I have people who I know in real life who I would. So I did that. We started talking back and forth a few days. And then she's like, oh, I don't like chatting on here. Do you have iMessage or Facebook? And I'm like, yeah, I have Facebook. So then we became friends on there and started talking. And then like in a day or two, she just unfriended me and stopped talking to me.
Aww.
So I don't know.
Story of my life.
I think it might be like... maybe like she thought like there was too many coincidences. Like I really like Animal Crossing and he does too. Maybe he's just saying it because I like it, which everyone knows is not the case because I was about to use a bad word.
Well,
I'm ridiculous. I was gonna say retarded.
There's nothing wrong with saying the word retarded. You're not, as long as you're not talking to a person. I don't understand that. It gets on my fucking nerves.
Idea. Okay, shut up. But I don't. See, you just completely derailed me. But I'm a ridiculous fan of Animal Crossing. And fucking...
But she's had you on Facebook, so she knows that. I mean, she's read any
but
of your Facebook.
Kevin was fucking... At one point when GameWorks, he just randomly asked me a question, and I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was talking about Animal Crossing, but he didn't say it was about Animal Crossing. He just like randomly said, I don't even remember. It was just something like, so how about them fish or something? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? It's like, and then he just kept going, and I'm like, I finally got it. I'm like, you fucking why didn't you tell me you were talking about Animal Crossing in the beginning? But yeah, so she just stopped, and then I just sent her a message on like Facebook, and OkCupid said, oh, I apologize if I did anything to offend you. And then I sent her another one, just reiterating.
Oh,
I just sent her another one reiterating that I thought she was beautiful just because
stop it. I'm cringing over here.
And then that's it. I haven't talked to her at all since.
I know, but that's like classic behavior of like, ugh, that's like icky. That makes girls feel icky.
I don't care. That's the way I am. But it doesn't matter. I don't care. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it would be nice to maybe get some explanation just because it's just weird. But
I've been talking to a friend of mine at work, or a girl I knew at work, and Yeah, we were friends on Facebook, and then like sometime last week, I don't know if something I said offended her, but she unfriended me on Facebook and then she sent me a message when she found out my uncle died, and I ignored her because I was like, man, I'm kind of annoyed by the fact that you just unfriended me. So, yeah, that's how I handle things. Yeah.
That doesn't matter to me. Yeah. If the fucking like friendship would actually become like a genuine friendship, I would have ended it eventually because I have a effed up personality and I have abandonment issues. So I expect everyone's going to leave
me. How have we stayed friends so long?
I don't know. Because I have serious issues. I have many issues. You know, ever since fucking 8 years old and then my entire family on my mother's side said I ruined Christmas and then never talked to me again for 10 years. And other things happening, I just sort of fucking expected everyone to fucking leave me. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cherry times.
I love you.
But, yeah. Now I feel like I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. But it's just,
video games!
Yeah. I don't know. So.
No, but you had a good time. That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The way I also look at it is that, you know, if I didn't join the site, I never would have met her. It was an enjoyable few days of conversing. So there's positive in that, I'd say.
I bet you said the word poop too many times.
I never said poop once. She probably also thought that, I like watermelon. He likes watermelon too. That can't be true.
Well, look, I like watermelon too. I mean,
I don't know. But I don't know. Whatever. I don't like this OkCupid thing. That whole situation makes me just want to like not even, I'm like really not wanting to use this site at all. Cause I just want to use it to find like some fucking people to hang out with or other things.
Yeah. Imagine trying to use it for dating and every woman that you send the message to just totally ignores you and no one checks your profile out. And then that's the story of my life. And then they'll be like, oh, I'm looking for a good guy that's sweet. And I have all those qualities. But no, I can talk to
him. I'd also say that because I think Melissa Dingman, you know,
Fairway,
I think she mentioned it before, and I think it probably is true to an extent, is that I am somewhat asexual now. It's not like full-blown asexualism because it's not like I have a lack of sexual desire, but I've just like, I'm completely content with like being single and all that, and I just ignore anything. So that's why, like, I just don't even consider anything like that. Like, I think a lot of people would say, "Oh, you found her beautiful," so then that means you wanted, you know, the other, like, not a friendship. If you find someone beautiful, but not with me, because I'm like broken like that. Because I mean, honestly, I would say that to me, because I think, you know, I've mentioned like beauty on Facebook, where I'd say that, you know, everyone is beautiful to someone, but no one is beautiful to everyone. So like, and I had an argument with, Dan Dizzle over that, where he says, no, there's some people just ugly, which I think is an ignorant statement. But I would honestly say that she may be like the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. But the only one I would say, competes with her is this one friend I had from grammar school. Well, she wasn't a friend. She's a classmate who then I met again at the reunion, who I still think she's very beautiful. And what she has going for her against the other woman is that I've met her in person, so I can attest to her beauty in person. But
I feel like you're on the psychiatry couch and we've got the video, the tapes to play it. I feel like you're opening up to everybody and it's like...
I don't know. Now I feel like I should define what beauty means to me. I should get into that.
But no, people are like, I can look at a woman and say, she's pretty, she's beautiful. I would like to have sex with her. But at the same time, part of me is just like, I don't know. To me, a relationship and sex goes hand in hand. I can't just sleep with somebody I meet randomly or something like that. I can't.
If I could, I'd have herpes and crabs and all that shit by now.
So, you know, I want a real relationship. I don't want somebody that's just having sex with me
I feel like I have to, I feel obliged to fucking define my idea of beauty now since I am so picky about it. But the way I look at it is that, you know how you can look at someone, and this goes for, you know, a piece of art or...
Yeah, am I going to be smart enough to understand this?
You should. This is, okay. But this will be a there will be a reason why this isn't the definition for beauty, because it's too fucking long. You know, Ernest Hemingway would strangle me to death with this definition, because he'd be like, you're too many fucking words. You're fucking nuts. But this goes for, you know, a person or, you know, a piece of art, you know, a flower, a landscape, whatever. You can find, like, you say you look at someone and you're like, oh, they have, you know, beautiful eyes, or they have beautiful smile, or beautiful hair, or whatever, so on. But then everything else is just kind of whatever. When I find someone beautiful or something beautiful, it's not just one thing. It's everything is of that higher level, and it just all comes together in a way that is just like, oh, I, you know, it's hard to believe that that's real. And I feel that it's important for me to tell that person that, you know, I'm not going to tell the painting that because of that reason. I'm not going to give that definition because it sounds fucking crazy. And also, a way I look at something and I will know that I find it beautiful is that if it's a painting or it's a person or it's a whatever, if I'm in a room with that person or thing, all I want to do is look at them, because everything else is just like, ooh, I, you know, that thing is so much more. It's hard to find a word, then I just use beautiful because that's a word that just fits. And so, you know, all I want to do is look at that, but I don't, because that's fucking creepy and weird and impolite and rude. And, you know.
You talk about stuff like that. And there's been times where when I was married that I would look at my wife that way, you know. And I'm sorry. Yeah, go on.
No, I mean, it's just... I don't know. I, you know, beauty is, man, you fucking choked up, and now you're getting me to choke up, you son of a bitch. But,
I thought I could get through that.
I just look at beauty, it's very important thing. And it's also because I'm, you know, being an artist and all. And, I don't know. Like, and I have, like, these certain things that I am attracted to visually, just because of, I think, based on the artist's eye, which is why I like very defined neck and jawline, because I'm a line artist primarily. And yeah.
Right. So we talk about video games now.
Yeah, let's go to video games.
So me and Kush have been playing a game on the PC called Rogue Legacy. It is a roguelike side-scrolling Castlevania type of game. I did end up going back and playing this a little bit more, Kush. But I'll let you take the lead here on this game, since you really seem to love it a lot more than I do. I got to a point where I actually like the game now. I just, go ahead.
It's basically like a Metroidvania game with roguelike, characteristics. And I really like it. I mean, it's just, and I find the art style is actually, I think, it might look bad at first, but it really, I don't know, it's got character, and I like it. And it looks good, I think. I don't think it looks bad. But I think the thing that really, I mentioned this on my other show, but what really grabs me compared to like something like Spelunky is that while you always start over when you die, you do at least you're able to gain levels and improve your stats that carry over.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about it. When you die, it takes you out of the game for a minute and lets you upgrade your castle, buy weapons and stuff. And then when you go back to go into the castle, you lose all your money. So it gives you that chance to say, okay, you earned this. Use it, because you're going to lose everything if you don't use it anyway. Which sucks, because later on you've got to actually earn a lot more money, because there comes a point because you're like, okay, I already have all these upgrades, so I need to at least make 500 gold pieces, or, you know, that's not really a lot, but I'm saying, you know, you're like, okay, I need 500 gold pieces, because there's nothing I can't buy for less than 500 gold pieces. And then you'll get something like 480 and you're like, motherfucker!
Yeah, there was one point where I needed like 13,650 or something. I have like 13,640. I'm like, goddamn motherfucker. But yeah, and also there's the whole, when you die, you become your heir or whatever. You get to pick one of the three. And all these different people have different characteristics.
Oh
and
my some God, of some them are terrible.
And some of them are just, they mean nothing. And it's great. It's like, if a character's gay, that doesn't change anything. It just means right. they're gay. Big whoop. But there are ones that are, I mean, the worst one is...
Is Vertigo for me is
yeah,
the
that
worst.
That is the worst. And I don't know, I did it once just to see what it would be like, and then
yeah,
I never
like
did it again.
Never again.
And,
never.
And there's no one, I don't see why anyone would ever choose that. So you have choices, and then you eventually get an ability to refresh it once. Uh-huh. You can buy that, so then there's no way anyone would ever do that. I can't imagine anyone enjoys that.
I love Nearsighted and Farsighted, too, because those are really fun to see their effects in the game yeah. world.
2D is 2D,
yeah, 2D
can be difficult.
2D is so weird.
It's weird, and it can be detrimental because some enemies, like whenever something changes directions, it for a second disappears because it's turning, and then it becomes like a flat thing that
yeah.
it comes again. So that can be dangerous. But
yeah.
and I, they have yeah. a lot of different characteristics, and there's the last one you can get. I think it's the last one. Is a dragon form, which doesn't have a weapon. He just can fly and shoots fireballs.
Huh.
And it's... I bet it would be powerful with somebody who could control it well. I didn't really like it. I found it to just be annoying.
Did you finish it?
No, I didn't finish it. Because I've got another game.
I can't fucking beat the damn... I can't beat the fucking eye boss.
I haven't even really messed with going after the bosses either. I'm just trying to like level up like crazy. So I could probably beat the eye boss by now, but I haven't really messed with him. I can make it through the forest area pretty well, and I can do okay in the fucking roof scene.
Yeah. I was listening. How do you level up again? Because somebody said it, and I was like, I don't. And I remember now, I was like, oh, that's how you level up. And I forgot.
You level up just by upgrading your castle. That's what it is.
That's what it is. I was like, yeah, because I'm like, oh. But, yeah, some of the bosses are just fucking terrible. They're just really stupid hard. But, and there's nothing worse than you getting used to an area of your castle, and you forget to fucking lock it down when you go back in, not realizing it. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, then you're like, I gotta start all the fuck over again.
But it's super fun, and I can't, I hope it comes to Vita. I know it's coming to PS4.
Probably.
I know it's coming to one. I don't think it's a PS3. I think it's a PS4. But I hope it's coming to Vita 2 because it'd be great on there. And this game alone makes me want that Nvidia Shield. Because I'm like, I just want to play it, like laying in bed and, but I can't.
I'm sure it'd be on the Vita. I'm sure.
I'm sure it will too.
But yeah. I played that PC game this week, so.
Yeah, you did.
This was a shocking week for me.
So talk about the next PC game you played, which I really would like to play, though I've never played any game in the franchise except for the one that's nothing like the other games in the franchise.
So I picked up Shadowrun Returns. This was a Kickstarter-funded game by Harebrained Studios, and it's made by, I think it's Mitch Gittleman, who actually made the shooter game as well. But this is actually a full-fledged RPG. Well, I don't want to say full-fledged. There is so much content in this game. But the main game itself that runs on this game is pretty short. I think I'm near the end now. And so it's fairly short, but it's based on the Shadowrun universe, which is a cyberpunk setting in the near future where magic comes back and people become elves and dwarves and trolls and shit, like in a fantasy world. And you've got like a cyberspace area called the Matrix, which this was before the Matrix movies even came out, but it's, you play different classes. And the gameplay itself is really cool because it's kind of like a point and click adventure. So you can walk around in an area and you look for clues and stuff like that. It's a little simple thing. But what really sets this game apart is the detail that goes into the writing. Since there's no voice acting, when you click on something, it gives a very detailed description of what you would read, sort of like what a game master would do in a role playing game. So when you talk to people, it always gives you a description of how they look and what kind of expressions they have on their face. All this is just really something you don't see anymore in a world of 3D graphics, because they usually like have the graphics display all these emotions and stuff. The combat is kind of like XCOM, right down to the fact that when you take cover, there's a little shield icon that shows if you're full cover or half cover. You get different character classes. There's two different, there's mages, there's samurais, there's deckers, which are your computer guys. There are riggers. which can use robotic tanks and crap like that. There's several different classes. And when you, before you go out on some missions, you can actually hire Shadowrunners to go with you. So all this is excellent. But the best part of this game is it came with a Shadowrun game editor. So basically people are making content for this game on Steamworks. And there's already a lot of stuff. Now, I don't know how much the quality is of any of it. I really wanted to play more. I wanted to really finish it up this weekend. I didn't get to because I wasn't in the mood to actually sit here at the PC and play Shadowrun Returns. But there's a lot of content that people are adding, and they're adding more content. I tried to look at that editor, and it was like, this is complicated. I'm never going to make my own game. It's sad.
But, that's what seems really interesting about the game, which is why I want to try it out. Mm-hmm. And also because I never played the original one, which there's whatever a group of people who are remaking that.
Yes, yes, so there's the Shadowrun.
I would like to pick it up to play that too. So
it's being worked on. It's not completed, but they got enough going that you're like, oh fuck, this is. I remember this game because I had played that game on Super Nintendo years ago, and that game was real excellent.
This should be the therapy session podcast. I should just tell everything. Hey, everyone, body dysmorphia. Continue.
What?
Exactly. Keep going. That's an Easter egg for people.
Let me fact check that. But Shadowrun Returns is it's really good. $20. Some people are complaining about the length of the main adventure and that it doesn't have voice acting. And then they're like, well, we gave $1 million to this game to get made, so I don't feel like we got what, really? Do you guys know how much it takes to make a fucking game? $1 million is nothing.
Well, I would say that if they promise voice acting, then maybe you should be upset. If there's never any promise of voice acting, shut the fuck up.
I don't remember ever being a promise of voice acting. So, but this game is really good. And it's $20 on the Steam store now. I think you probably could have got it for $15 if you kickstarted it. I paid $17.99 for it because it was on sale for like a week before if you could pre-order it. So I went ahead and pre-ordered it. It runs really silky smooth on my computer, which, I mean, my computer's not that bad. It just can't run a lot of 3D games, but it runs Shadowrun pretty excellent. And, you know, I'm really interested to see what people can make. And that Super Nintendo remake has already started out to be pretty cool because, like I said, you can try a little bit of it out. There's an alpha and a beta version. And also, what was the funniest thing, though, is like early on, you meet the actual dude from that game. And I thought that was excellent because I was like, as soon as I seen his name, I was like, that's the dude from the SNES game. So, all right. So I'm going to move on to the other PC game I've played this week. Yes, people, that's right. I have played 3 PC games this week. 3 of them. And it is called Mercenary Kings. And I fucking love this game. I have played so much of this week. I've put about 6 hours into this game on the PC, which to me, that's like me playing a 30-hour week on my Xbox. It's made by the same team that made Scott Pilgrim, the video game. So it's got that kind of art style. It kind of looks like a Metal Slug game, and it kind of feels like that as well. Although when you run out of ammo, it's got an active reload like Gears of War. Basically you got a little camp, you can upgrade your weapons. So basically when you start the game out, you just start out with a normal pistol. But as you go through levels, you pick up parts and money, and you can upgrade this weapon to make them more powerful. Like right now I've got a fucking sniper rifle that shoots through walls. So a lot of times I can shoot one bullet and kill like 7 people down the screen before I even see them. With one hit. There's just so much going on in this game. They're claiming there's going to be like 100 levels when it's done. But right now there's only about 60, and I've only done like, I'm on the third section of the game, so there's like, I've only beat like 20 some levels in the game so far. As you go through levels, you pick up items and you pick up just random stuff. And as you go up in rank, you unlock new weapons. To me, it's just fun. Each level is usually about, they give you like a timer of like 15 minutes, or if it's a gathering mission where you got to find 10 of something, it's a 30-minute thing. But it's so much fun. It's great. I will probably play through this on the PC, and then when it comes out on PlayStation 4, I'll probably play through it then as well, because I'm just having so much fun with it. And the controls are really tight, but for people out there that are against huge boobs, if you play as the female character, her boobs bounce all the time if you're not holding the gun. So it's like she's just sitting there breathing with her tits flopping around. So, hey, you know, you guys may want to stay away from it if you work at Polygon. I'm just saying. So, see. Shin Megami Tensei 4. I'm surprised if you didn't play this, Kush. You didn't want to pick this up.
I don't have money to buy games, every game new like you.
I know, but it's a Persona game, so I was. It's not the same, though. I just wondered because
it's not a Persona game. It's a Shin Megami Tensei game.
Well, Shin Megami Tensei is Persona.
So. No Persona is a part of the Shin Megami Tensei series.
That's what I meant.
Yes, well, that's not what you said.
But so this is kind of set in a medieval Japan, but it's really not because there's a lot of technology and stuff. The gameplay is just like a Persona game for the most part. You walk around in it literally looks like Persona with a different skin on, except you're not in high school, you're in medieval Japan. I've played about 4 hours of it. The combat is really familiar. You find demons and you make deals with them, which is kind of annoying because it's almost like it's random. It'll be like, you'll start a fight and you can talk to a demon and it'll be like, give me money, and you'll give them money, and they'll ask for like a certain amount, like 36, and it might say, give me more money, and you're like, here's 48 coins. Give me this item. Then you might give them 3 or 4 items, and they'll say, ha ha, and they'll just leave the fight and not stay with you. So it's kind of fucking annoying when you spend your last bit of mecha and you don't get the fucking demon. But I mean, you're going down into a dungeon, kind of like, everything about this game is just Persona, except it's not in high school. I mean, if you played with Persona games like those, you'll definitely want to try out Shin Megami Tensei if you're interested in the medieval Japan stuff. It's really fun, and it's really fucking hard. It seems really harder than the Persona 4 on Vita. Early on, I got to like a fucking boss, the first major like boss in a dungeon, and I was like, fuck this. And it took me forever to level up to beat him. So I do hate that there's a lot of grinding. But it's still a fun little game. I definitely will play it more, but I've been trying to finish up Paper Mario Sticker Star because I'm really getting near the end of that too. And speaking of 3DS games, there was 4 more Street Pass games released for $15 or $5 a piece.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like the idea of paying for games that require Street Pass.
Yeah,
and of course you can say that you can use the Play Coins or whatever, but no.
Yeah, I do. The thing is, there are several of these games that are really good. The shooter game is really fun. When you get different weapons, and it's not really a bullet hell shooter, but it's a fun little shooter game. Every person that you pick up, they'll be on the map, and if you touch them, you get another weapon on your ship. So you can have up to 5 different weapons on your ship that can do can shoot like behind you and stuff. The only problem is when you're in the ship to turn left or right, you had to use the buttons on the top of the left and right buttons. So it's kind of annoying that you have to keep clicking those to get to a certain direction. So that kind of slows you down a little bit as you're moving through the levels, trying to get to an enemy and attack them. The worst game by far is the fucking flower game. You fucking take a pot and you grow plants, and it's the most boring thing ever. But it's also like the longest one to actually get started. I think I've played several different people now that I've met through Street Pass, and it's like, oh my god, I was like, finally got somewhere where I'm part of a group of that buys pots, and I don't know, it makes no sense. It's just kind of boring. There's a medieval like Risk game. You street pass with people, and how many people they street pass with, you get that amount of soldiers added to your group. And it's kind of a paper, rock, scissors thing where you've got horses, arrows, and blades. And so you kind of, you choose one of those and you attack the other group, and you're trying to conquer 20 nations. It's real simple, but it's really fun when you meet somebody, you street pass with somebody, and it's like, oh, here's 30 more troops. But I bet the people are fucking stoked when they meet me because I've got like 180 street passes now, so they get all those fucking soldiers. But the problem is you can only attack one nation at a time because of the street pass, the way it works. So, and then the final one is my favorite. It's called Monster Manor, and as you street, it's almost like the puzzle game or the puzzle thing where when you meet somebody, you get a piece of puzzle to this dungeon, and as you put this random dungeon together by moving these pieces into place, trying to find the staircase. And it's got RPG elements because you'll find weapons, and sometimes when you go into a new room, you'll get attacked by something. If you make a square like Tetris, or not a square like Tetris, but if you make a square with these little pieces of the same color, there'll be a treasure chest in there. So it's really what you want to do is try to make huge rooms that you'll go into to get these treasure chests. And all these games, when you're playing on you'll find these Street Pass tokens or tickets. And every day when you go to the Street Pass store, there's new items in the store that you can buy. So I've bought some really cool shit. Like one day was fucking Legend of Zelda day. So I've got a Legend of Zelda outfit for my Mii. I've got like a treasure chest helmet or head, you know, piece, a rupee piece. It's really neat. And every day I get up and I check my Street Pass to see what I want to spend these tickets on, because they're just really cute little things for your Mii. And I've almost got too many now where I'm like, I don't know what to put on my head. So, and real quick, I finished up Resident Evil Revelations last night, and I bet I fought that final boss about 20 times. He was a pain in the fucking dick. Ugh. I didn't know if I was ever going to beat that son of a bitch. And then I also went through and finished up Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon the other night as well, so, which was pretty fun. And the last thing I want to bring up is I picked up Pikmin 3 today for the Wii U. It's probably the best thing that's been on Wii U in a while now, since probably it launched. well, Lego City, I'm sorry. I don't want to forget about Lego City. But I never played Pikmin 2. Did you ever play any of the Pikmin games, Kush?
No. No? I have them.
Yeah. I haven't played them. They're kind of... if you've never played Pikmin and you may have played the Overlord games on Xbox 360, they're kind of similar. You get little dudes that you can send out to do things. You'll find like a wall, but you can't break it unless you got the rock Pikmin and stuff like that. So you're just kind of running around and looking for Pikmin, and you've got a timer against you too as well. Every day you have to go back to your ship and take all the Pikmin with you, because if you leave any behind, they die. And you use up food supplies and stuff as well. So right now I've only got like 2 days of food. And what's unique about this version of Pikmin, though, is that there are three people you choose from in the game, and you use these to solve puzzles because you can throw them like Pikmin. So when you can basically solve puzzles by throwing them somewhere that you can't reach yourself because you can't jump, so that they can get to an area, and you might have to, like, there's a puzzle I got to where I had a scale, and I had to raise a scale by throwing Pikmin on one end so it lowered the other end, so that then I could throw the person up there. So just little puzzles like that. The game is really fun when I played, but I've only put like an hour and a half into it. But it's real exciting to play something new like this. You can play it with the gamepad. You can play it with the controller. You can play it with the Wii's nunchucks. So it plays it just about any way that you can use it on the Wii U. And it's got a mode where you can just play it right on the thing. You don't even have to have your TV on. So it's really fun, though. It's a really good game. I'm definitely looking forward to play more. But I'm not going to get to play more because Cushing going to talk about something that's coming out on Tuesday that I'm excited about.
Dragon's Crown, which I've been excited for it for a long time. I got a review code recently. It's from Vanillaware, the same people that did Odin Sphere, which is one of my favorite PS2 games. And I don't know if it's me that I've just changed with age, but I'm not into it as much as I thought it would be. And I think maybe part of it is like coming off of Rogue Legacy, which I just love. This game just feels like, I mean, one, it is beautiful. There's no doubting that. It just looks great. It looks great on both PS3 and the Vita. I think it's better on the PS3 just because there's more screen space. And I would recommend, I played it on both, and I would recommend getting it for PS3 over the Vita. Mm-hmm. I think it looks better because you have the bigger screen, and I think the controls just are much more comfortable on an actual controller than the
Vita. I heard the Vita has a little frame rate issues at times, too.
Yeah, a little bit. But I've been enjoying it. I'm usually somebody who doesn't really mind grinding, but in this game, it just feels like going to the same area you just went to, it's not really fun. It's it, it doesn't change up at all. It just is like, you go through an area, then you get back into town, you go to the guild, and then you get a quest that is like, oh, pick up this shit that was in the area you just left. I could have probably told you about this beforehand, but no, I'm telling you now. And then you get to go through it again. And it's like, oh, everything's the same. And a thing I find really annoying is that with the right analog stick, you bring up this cursor on screen. Like it's like a, you know, like a mouse cursor. It's a hand. And you use that to tell like this, this thief guy. I don't know if you'd call him a rogue. I don't know what he's exactly called, but to like he can open a chest for you or open doors for you. So you tell him to do that. You click, the L1 button and then he'll go and do whatever you tell him to do. But also there are hidden treasures throughout the game, like just like on parts of walls or on the floor that sparkle when you move the cursor over it. And then you can click those and get them. And that's kind of cool, I guess. But what it ends up doing, for me at least, is that I'm just fucking spraying this goddamn cursor over the entire fucking screen all the time. And it's like, it's taken away from the beauty of the game, and it's just an annoying thing. And then you get this fairy pretty early on, who I think is supposed to help you find things, but she doesn't do shit. I don't find her doing anything. She she's just there. She's just freaking hanging around. And then maybe she'll sit on a fucking chest, which, you know what? I can see that fucking thing. Go find one of the sparkly things in the walls that I can't do without moving the cursor over. Don't sit on the fucking chest, you lazy bitch. But, yeah, I don't like that aspect. It's the same thing that, like, I think detective mode in certain games takes away from it, because it makes a game, you know, you end up playing an entire game in detective mode.
And then you lose
the beauty. You lose, like, in The Last of Us, I didn't like using the super hearing mode, but I mean, there's why wouldn't you use it? Or like in Batman or anything in the Tomb Raider games, you just, why wouldn't you use that? But yeah, it's pretty good. I've only used a few of the classes so far. I think that for some people who aren't familiar with these kind of games may be annoyed in the beginning, because it's not the easiest of games. Like, it is kind of brutal. It can kill you if you're not used to it. And the classes, I mean, like, so many, I think there's only one class that they list as for normal, and then all the other ones are either hard or expert. So it pigeonholes if you're not wanting to try out something hard. Because I went right immediately to one of the expert classes, which is the mage or wizard, whatever the hell they call them, the male magic user. And that's an expert class, and I like them. I think the combat's fun. It's got a lot of nuances to it, and you definitely have to learn the combat. It's not, you can't really button mash your way through.
And can't you hire people in the game to help you? Like,
yeah, you find bones when you're going through an area, and then you take that back to the temple, and then you resurrect them. Or you can, if you've resurrected a whole bunch and you don't need to resurrect anyone else, you can bury them, and then you could potentially get an item when you do that. So, and then every time after the end of you go through an area, you beat the boss and all that, then you have your spoils where you have to get every item appraised, and then you could sell them if you don't want to appraise them if they're, say, not for your class or something.
Kind of like Torchlight used to do. Yeah.
And then, you know, you end that, and then you can change your equipment and then sell whatever you want to store. But so far, none of the stores actually sell equipment, so the only way to get new equipment is by completing an area. So, and each area is, it's stationed as, like, this is a level 3 area, or this is a level whatever area. So, and I guess the big claim is, like, this is 120 hours worth of playing, because it takes 20 hours to beat, you know, all the difficulties with each class and go through it all. So I would say it's not that long unless you're a completionist. So it's obviously it's not the longest game unless you are somebody who is an OCD completionist.
Right.
But I would recommend picking up the PS3 version over the Vita, as much as I love my Vita.
Yeah, because I'd say you really love your Vita.
And I was really looking forward to this on the Vita. And it is nice that they have they don't cross-play functionality, but cross-save, so that the way it works is that you have a save file, then you upload it, and it just is connected to your gamer tag, your whatever, your PSN ID.
Right.
And then you just download it on the other device, whichever one is, you know, if you uploaded it from your PS Vita, then you just download it on your PS3 or vice versa.
Right. So, did you finish it with anybody yet?
I haven't finished it yet. I've been really busy with other things. But and I've also been going through it with other characters, so mm-hmm. I want to get a taste of it.
And now each character levels up differently, right? You can't just, if you have a level 30 or a level 10 fighter, you just can't pick a level 20 elf or level your elf being the same
level. It's all individual. They're all individual. So it's not, it's all, they're all their own individual mm-hmm. classes.
And is the stories different for each character?
It's not really. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, what the story in general, who cares? I don't care about it. It's not that great. And just to comment on the whole controversy of the whole boobies and all that kind of stuff, I don't like it. I'm not, it's not taken away from the game, but I find it annoying because it is ridiculous and it's slightly embarrassing how ridiculous it is because they're all of them except for basically the elf are just ridiculous to the point of just the anatomy is just insane. It makes no sense and it's annoying. It's not visually, it's not even artistic in any way. It's just, it's there. It's just like exploitative bullshit and I don't like it.
I just think it's ridiculous that like the Polygon review of 6.5 and it's
I don't have any problem with someone taking it.
Really think it deserves to have points taken off because to me it was like somebody got up on
a review is not objective.
Yeah, but a review also shouldn't. It almost seemed like they did that to be up on a soapbox to me.
No, she obviously knew, they can do whatever
the fuck
they want.
She went into that game. She knew what the game looked like, and she went into it hating that art style before she even touched the fucking controller. And I think shit like that's bullshit.
You never know. The game could have changed her.
That's just like if we had a review for a fucking sports game. You're not going to give me the fucking sports game to play because you know I'm going to hate it because I fucking hate sports. I don't know. I just shit like that pisses me off.
No, I don't have a problem with it. You have a problem with it because you like it. You like the big boobies.
It doesn't matter if it had big boobies or small boobies. It doesn't matter. It's just fucking stupid that somebody would take that much off a review score and hate on the game for that one fucking thing.
Who knows? Maybe if it was all different, it would just get a 0.5 boost.
I laughed because the next game on your list, I listened to your show where you talked about playing this. I'm never playing this game. It's never going to happen.
I want so much. I want so much to see you play this. I need video of it too. Because Surgeon Simulator 2013 would make you rage more than any other game in the entire world. Because it has I don't want to say it's the worst controller scheme, but it's just, it's ridiculous. It's insane. Because you have to control each individual finger. And that is just crazy. And then you also...
What do you control them
you
with?
You control the wrist. You have... It's defaulted to certain keys, but then I change it to a different set because I preferred... I didn't like the way it was originally set up. But it does... It supports the Oculus Rift, and then it supports something else, maybe the NVIDIA Shield or something. But this is the kind of game that the Power Glove was made for. We need to bring that back. Because that would be a fucking awesome. I mean, but then it would take away because then it would make it too easy. Because the fun of the game is just how fucking horrible you end up doing everything because you're not used to this kind of control. So you're like picking up a saw and then sawing this guy's fucking ribs and shit. And you're just like, there are bits of bone that just fall right into his body. And then you're trying to put this heart in it. You rip out the one heart and then you put the other one in. And every time I put the other one heart in, he just bleeds out. So, I still can't get past the first one. I haven't played it that much, though.
But wait, I just want to see you play heart it. Transplant is the first fucking surgery?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But yeah. And then, like, I always, like, the first few times I kept sticking myself with a needle, and then it gets all freaking psychedelic, and I can't see shit. So then I just started, like, I immediately throw the fucking needles on the floor. I just, like, smack the tray. Because you control the wrist, too, the movement. Up and down, and then... rotation. So it's just crazy. It is insane. And I got an achievement for giving the finger. And then I think I got another achievement when I slapped the patient in the face when he was unconscious. But yeah, it's funny. And I think it's a game that is just kind of fun to dick around in.
So is it basically you're moving your fingers at certain points to like don't know. It just seems weird.
You do it to like grab something, to grab a hold of something.
So if you wanted to grab a hold of something, you had to hit all four of your finger buttons on them. Oh, God.
And then you're going to have to rotate and move your wrist, too, so that it's in the right angle.
So this is almost back to like when the Rain game.
Heavy Rain?
Heavy Rain, yeah. What the fuck? When I played that, there were so many buttons I was holding down, I had to lick the controller sometimes to hit a button. So I don't think I can play this game.
Yeah. I want to see it so bad, though, because you would lose your shit. You wouldn't even be able to handle it for like 5 seconds. After 5 seconds, you would just take your keyboard and throw it out a window. Just be like, I'm going Mac. This is the game that would drive you to a Mac. Just so you had no way of playing it.
Is it on Mac?
That's the reason. Just so you had no way of playing it. But I also played just a real tiny bit of Gianna Sisters Twisted Dreams.
I played the demo on Xbox. I would like to buy this game when it's cheap.
I got it from Lunchbox when it was on sale because he's an asshole. And it was interesting because it's you play these two characters, you switch between it's sort of like a light and dark situation, and then the world changes so that you can get to certain areas, and it was fine. I wish the platforming felt a little better, but it's not too bad so far. It looks nice. It's got it has an art style that reminds me of, like Alice, Madness Returns and that kind, so I'll play some more later. And then last game I played played a really tiny bit was Anarchy Reigns, finally. And I enjoyed it. It's fun.
That game is crazy.
A bit like Power Stone, but it doesn't have that same charm. I think maybe it's just like there isn't enough shit on the ground and just sort of the levels are bigger. And the characters so far I don't really care about. They don't have as much pop to them. Mm-hmm. It's just not as colorful. It's really bland.
Yeah.
So that's kind of... I just want Power Stone 3, for God's sakes. Just give me that game already.
I just like Anarchy Reigns because it's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it is crazy. You get that like supercharged move where you're just freaking going crazy. And then if two people are doing that at the same time, it gets all nuts. But, yeah, it's fun. I like picking up things and throwing them. So, yeah. I barely played any of it, though. So that's it.
Alrighty. You went and seen The Wolverine. I have not gone to go see that yet. Although I hear good things from most people.
It's my favorite comic book movie of the year so far. It's definitely makes up for the abomination that was Origins. But I don't want to go too much into it since you may still see it.
I really
liked it. I really enjoyed it. I didn't have really a problem with anything. And I think it was nice to see pretty much all the female characters were not just like, there's no damsel in distress. Even the woman who was that character in a sense, she still fought back when, you know, people would be trying to take her and stuff like that. She didn't just like, oh, and then faint or shit. She like puts her back of her hand on her forehead and faints. Nothing like that. So, but it was good. I'd recommend seeing it for anyone. Who, like, if there's anyone who just felt like, no, they ruined my love with the last one, I'm not going to give them my money again, give it a chance, because it was definitely really good. And it's much more, even though Iron Man and those kind of movies are based on, they are a character-driven movie, this one felt very much more, even more so focused on just the character of Logan, of Wolverine. So, I really liked it.
Yeah, I heard of some good things. I kind of wanted to go see it, but then again, I just really didn't.
I want to see Two Guns.
That actually looks really good, and I'm not a big fan of...
It looks good, and it's got decent enough buzz, so...
I'm not a fan of the big Denzel.
I'm not his biggest fan, but I like Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch!
So, any TV for you?
Where did my paper go? I lost it. Just been watching Under the Dome and...
I really hate that show now.
I liked the last show they did, but it's getting to the point where
I hated the last episode.
Every freaking video, or like every trope of a TV show.
It is the most unoriginal fucking bullshit, stereotypical crap. Nothing happens on there that I can't expect. I could write the show as it's happening.
And I've been also watching the new season of True Blood and The Newsroom, which True Blood, I'm not as... That show's really going downhill for me. It's like I'm becoming less and less involved with it. But The Newsroom is still really good. I still love that show.
Newsroom is hit and miss with me right now. I don't know. I think there's just some stupid things going on. I can't stand the one woman anymore. The one that Jim liked.
Oh, yeah, Allison Pill, whatever her name is.
And I'm convinced, like, this spoilers right here. I feel very confident that black guy going with her is going to die.
Mm.
Out there. That's going to be one of the things that is, you know, that is problematic for her. Because she's the one who's making this all happen.
Yeah. We'll see.
I'm enjoying the whole Jim Harper, though, storyline being on the campaign.
Mitt Romney bus, yeah.
And I'm wondering what's going to happen now that they're off.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny ending there, out there in the middle of nowhere, dropped off the bus.
And as always, I mean, Jeff Daniels is just, he's great. He plays that
character so well.
He can deliver all those, like, these long monologue type, you know, just speeches that he just does it so well.
And convincingly, you know, just very convincingly.
And Olivia Munn, her character is, the only thing that I don't like about her is how she just goes after the one guy.
Because
It just seems like you just got a relationship. Calm the fuck down. It's like maybe that's the whole, because like her character is characteristically, she's not really the best with men or anything. She doesn't really get that whole situation. So maybe that's the reason why they say that. But it's just like, oh God almighty. Like he's been single for like 2 minutes and she's already like, so.
But she had a thing for him last season too.
I know,
so
but
like
I just feel like, hey, you know, wait a little. There should be a waiting period.
Yeah, but you got to remember they break up and then get back together again every other week. So she's like, if I don't take a chance now, next week I'm not gonna have my chance again. So
I liked him messing with. I like that one guy messing with his chair. That was funny. But yeah, that's it. I've been watching more Grimm. I really like that show.
Yeah.
And then I watched a few episodes of Reaper just because I felt like watching it again. I like that show, too.
I never did watch the second season of that show. But after I found out it was canceled, I just kind of never went back.
Yeah. So. It was good.
I've been tempted to watch that show, Todd and the Book of Pure Evil, too, and I haven't watched that.
Never heard of it.
It was a Canadian show, and kind of seemed like the kind of same thing as these teenagers at a high school were fighting monsters from this book of evil, and it had Jason Mewes as a janitor, and I've never watched it. I kept thinking about watching it, but it's been canceled too, so it's kind of, usually when a show gets canceled, if it didn't finish up its run, I kind of tend to stay away from it on Netflix, because I'm just like, ugh, it's going to end abruptly, and it's like, there's no point in finishing watching it, because you're not going to get any payoff whatsoever. So, I'm on the last book of the Gone series, book 6, called Light. I finished Fear, so I'm almost done with that series, but I have loved just about every book in there. There's a few, like, minor stuff in those books. These books have to become a movie. It has to. It's too much. It's too good to not be a movie or a television series or something. It really makes, like, fucking Game of Thrones and its killing of characters look silly. And that's pretty sad to say in a young adult book. There's fucking people just dying left and right in these fucking books. It's crazy. So I still recommend those books by Michael Grant, Gone. So look those up. And did you read anything?
Just a little bit. Nothing that I can really comment on at this point.
Alrighty. Couple news stories and we'll get the hell out of here before I burn up in this bedroom. Fez 2 got canceled. Phil Fish has quit gaming.
Don't care.
He's done.
Don't care.
Somebody made him.
I don't care.
Rich cared. And you're going to listen.
I don't care. I really don't care. It's all, this is stupid on so many levels. I think it was completely unprofessional the way Marcus Beard or whatever his name is on the Game Trailers podcast just freaking ripped in it, both him and Jonathan Blow. I think the way he just did that is just, it's, you know, if he want, I don't know if he calls himself a journalist. But I think, you know, being part of Game Trailers and all that, you know, that idea of that is ingrained in a lot of people. And I think he's acting like some stupid YouTuber who just bitches about everything. And if he wants to do that, then he should just do that and not be associated with anything else.
Well, I don't know. I think Phil Fish and Jonathan Blow need to be called out occasionally for they're just so fucking pretentious, and they've made one game each, and you'd think that they fucking invented video gaming the way they act.
Shouldn't be called out like that. Not as hostile as he did. It's just ridiculous. And like, the whole situation is, and like, they can choose whether they want to comment on something or not. And it was, they were being asked about it before it was even official. So, I mean, commenting on a rumor, what's the point? I don't see a point of, what do you think about fucking, you know, the potential of indies being able to self-publish on the Xbox One? It's like, I'm sure they all think that would be nice. But, you know, who knows?
But it's the thing, these have been the two big spokespersons against Xbox because of how they handle their indie games. So if it's a rumor, then, you know, I think it's something that since they've talked about in the past, I don't see why they can't bring this up now.
There's no reason to comment on it because it is a rumor. I don't see why they should comment on it. Because it could just end up being bullshit. Wait until it's a fucking fact. They bitched about the fact that it wasn't in it because they never said it was in there. And so because somebody says, we've had reports that it's going to be in there. It's like, okay, that's great. I want Microsoft to confirm it and then maybe I'll comment. But I will also say that I don't like Phil Fish. I don't have as big a problem with Jonathan Blow as other people like you. I think the reaction to this is a clear sign that Phil Fish is worse than Jonathan Blow because Phil Fish lost his fucking mind. He's fucking nuts. And stuff. I think Jonathan Blow is more of a mindset of, I think he thinks of himself as being smarter than pretty much everyone. I think Phil Fish is like fucking, I don't even know. He's like a fucking crazy person. And he fucking is somebody who like goes after trolls and feeds them so much. And then they start attacking him. And he's like, crybaby. He's a hypocrite. He's a moron and a hypocrite. I don't like him.
I will say this, that I listened to I think it was Shaq News. And they had Jonathan Blow on there with Cliff Belinsky. And I really understood a lot what Jonathan Blow was saying. And I really, that was the only time I've really ever heard him speak where I wasn't like, this dude's a pretentious twat.
You say that every time Jonathan Blow comes up. You're always like, there was this one time that I understood everything you said.
He just didn't come off like a pretentious twat. And I was like, okay, you know, I understand where he's coming from at that point. But I don't know, a lot of times he just, would you fucking watch Indie Game, the movie or interview that he's done in a magazine or on a website? I just want to fucking strangle him because he's fucking stupid.
The thing I don't like about Indie Game, the movie, and I don't think they were all like this, but I think a lot of the times he was shown in the movie, it was like him in a silhouette, like this prestigious, oh, look at me. Look at my profile.
You know you'll want to touch it, my profile. Xbox One clock speeds increased by 6%, I think is what the number was. I don't, I just put this on here because it was stupid news. It's like, oh. But, two news stories that Kush actually cares about. There has been word that there's going to be an announcement this month that a new XCOM, something new from XCOM called XCOM Enemy Within will be announced. Now, people are speculating whether this is a new game or it's an add-on for the existing game or something. But either way, that's good news because XCOM is really excellent. So I actually went and started playing it on PS3 because it was a PS Plus game. And I thought, I might get some trophies out of this. And I never finished it on Xbox anyway. I still have it on Xbox. I just never finished it. It got too hard, and I feel like I made too many mistakes early on. So I figured I could start fresh on the PS3 version and hopefully not make those same mistakes. But I'm really excited. Yeah, I know you're excited for this because you loved XCOM as well.
Yeah.
Did you actually finish it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the other game that's coming is going to be a sequel to Tomb Raider, which we all knew was probably coming, but it was kind of in doubt a little bit with the fact that it didn't sell as well as they wanted it to. But I'm excited for that. Definitely want to see more puzzles and stuff, more Tomb Raider-y elements. So with everything else as fluid as it was in this game, that would be real nice. So I guess that's it.
Yeah. Why don't you, you should go on OkCupid. The ladies will be all over you.
Oh, yeah.
Just use my picture. And then when you meet them in person, they're going to be like, what the fuck?
That's what I looked like when I was skinny.
Yeah.
I don't grow a beard anymore because I got too fat.
I'll give you my password. You just tell them I moved. I don't live in Chicago anymore.
I moved to Butthole, Kentucky.
And I changed my name. And I'm older than it says. I don't know how that happened either.
All right, let's get our plugs in.
PixelatedSausage.com. Go there and do stuff. Check out the other podcasts I do, Pixelated Sausage Podcast, which in like 2 months I'll have more episodes than this show, which is funny. Pixelated Radio, you should rate this on iTunes. Rate this podcast right now.
Yeah, we had a new iTunes review like several months ago.
Give it 15 stars. That's possible. Everything is possible.
It's not possible.
You should also check out the Sign In Podcast at signinpodcast.com, the Twitter Nerd Comic Cast at twitternerd.com. I guess you can check out the Undercover Unitards podcast, which is okay, except for that guy from Iowa. Actually, he's not bad in person. He's much nicer. even though he was the most surprised that I wasn't a midget. And also Grand Am Unleashed Podcast. Find that on iTunes. And on Twitter, I'm Kush3. So that is all.
I am Henderson Mann on just about everything. Add me definitely on Wii U because, you know, there may be some good Wii U games coming eventually. You can find
Wii
me on Xbox.
U? More like PU.
And you might want to add me on Steam too because I'm actually playing a PC game now. So. Yeah.
And look for Henderson Man on OkCupid. Hot sexiness in Kentucky 343 is his username. Is it weird that the first thing I did when I joined was search Henderson Man to see if that was your name on there and it wasn't? It was like a 67-year-old man.
And there's, I know it pissed me off. Somebody got my fucking username. I'm Henderson Man 77.
There
I
we
think
go.
It's what, And so, oh, and just one more thing. The last review we got for the podcast was called Great Show, 5 stars by Jish Wonder from April 13th. It's fun, casual, and the guys have good chemistry. You can tell they've been doing this for a while. They should do this show every week. No. Kush does
go.
It every day.
I do it 4 times a week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I take 4 Fridays off. And then the weekend.
Just like the good Lord intended.
No, fuck the Lord. That's a great way to end the show.
All right. Everybody, peace out.
Adios.
See you guys next time.
We'll be richer.
Hopefully.
Talaki, Mato, Lina, Lamani, Poti, La Nota, Umlame.